It's time to get your Football Friday night kicked off with the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The show is brought to you by
Elkins BRMC Heart Clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry, Nasari Home Mortgage, Baxter Real Estate, Integrity First Bank, Financial Services and Investment Strategies, Baskin Robbins, Driftwood Lanes, Baxter Retirement Village, The Locker Room, Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate, James Boyette State Farm, Knox Orthopedics, West Rock Orthodontics, Ozark Eye Center.
The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will join Coach Maddox to talk about Mountain Home Bomber football coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
At Ozark Eye Center, their focus is on you. Ozark Eye Center has been taking care of eyes in this community since 1984. From routine eye exams and new designer frames to more serious eye diseases and surgical procedures handled right next door at Mountain Home Surgery Center. Doctors William Hill, Allison Booth, and Whitney McFall are proud to call the Twin Lakes area home. Call for your appointment today, 425-2277. Learn more at OzarkEyeCenter.com. Ozark Eye Center, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin Robbins ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com. or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Mountain Home and the Twin Lakes area are growing and changing, and people outside the region are taking notice. Property values are healthy, the real estate market is strong, and new listings are in demand. If you've been thinking about selling, now is the time, and Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate Group is ready to help. Call Matt at 405-4144 or stop by the office at 1326 Highway 62 East of Mountain Home. Matt Hirschberger and Pegler Real Estate Group are proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Call 405-4144.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. Whether you're opening your first checking account or reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be here for you. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep integrity first. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank, member FDIC. If the need ever arises for you or your loved ones to need cardiac care, rest assured you don't have to travel to receive complete cardiac care. Baxter Regional Heart Clinic provides adult cardiac, thoracic, and vascular care right here in Mountain Home. Combining decades of experience with today's latest treatment options, cardiothoracic and vascular surgeon Dr. Lewis Elkins provides invasive and minimally invasive surgical procedures for many conditions. It's state-of-the-art heart care at Baxter Regional Heart Clinic. Call 870-508-3200.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian, it is finally good to be talking about football again, isn't it?
We're ready to play. It's off season. Just seems like it drags on. Once you get to that spring football and you get into summer, and everybody. I don't care what sport it is. It's you get to those last two or three weeks, and the kids are just they're tired of practicing against each other, and they want to play somebody else. So they've put a lot of work in, had a great summer, and they're ready to get going.
Well, let's talk about it. Talk about the off season for us.
Obviously in the winter months, it's a lot of lifting, power lifting, things of that nature. And, that's something that we take very seriously. We did some of it through the season last year, and just a tremendous offseason. You know, one of our goals when we first started was to get more 300-pound benchers, get some more kids in the 400-pound squat range or even higher. And, you know, I remember last year sitting here at this time and thinking, boy, we had a great offseason, and we had a kid go up 70 pounds in his bench. And I always got asked, well, what's he bench now? And, well, 215. And they said, no, what's he bench now? And I said, no, that's what he benches now after he went up 70 pounds. And same young man now is up there at about 280.
Wow.
And so it just, you know, and I've said this before, we go to Cabot a lot, and we've always asked Coach Malham kind of how they do things. And their lifting program's been really good. And he always told me, he said, you're going to have some kids go 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, all the way through the program. And after 4 or 5 years, you're going to see more 300-pound benchers. And you feel like you see it coming. We got a lot of kids now in the 275, 250, and just really excited about the progress in the weight room. Long story short, first time we ever timed 40s, we had two kids below a 5 flat. I think we timed like 19 by the time we were done last year.
Wow.
Now, granted, I think two quit to focus on baseball, and three more, I think, moved out. But still, you know, they went through the program. We're excited about that. You have to measure, you know, the progress that you're making and make sure that what you're doing is being effective. And so we're excited. Do I think we're there yet? No, I don't think that's a finished product yet, but really proud of the kids for their growth.
What, as far as camps and every place you went this summer, just kind of highlight that for us.
Right, we did, you know, we always go to the Branson 7-on-7, and that's a great event. The NFL, you know, the Pro Football Hall of Fame comes, and they bring guest speakers. You had Steve Largent there this year, which was pretty cool. And you get a ton of games on a bunch of different fields against, you know, really good competition. And defensively, we played really well up there, which was a pleasant surprise because it's hard to play defense in 7-on-7.
Right.
We were missing a lot of, our high school baseball team kind of has an extended season and plays through the summer, and so we were missing a lot of those kids. I think we had, you know, Lawson Stockton, who moved to quarterback last year as an emergency guy, doesn't throw the ball very well, or he didn't at the time. He's worked really hard on it, and he was our quarterback, and, you know, he made some great throws, and really good day there. And it just, again, it's acclimating to varsity football. Went to a team camp in Batesville Southside. We played against Searcy in our conference. Blyville, we got them. That was our preseason scrimmage last year. And then, of course, Batesville Southside. And the highlight, I thought, was, you know, Searcy really just had their way with us last year. And even more so, Blyville did in the scrimmage, the preseason scrimmage. I think they scored like every 4 or 5 snaps in that preseason scrimmage. It was one of those days. We had a bunch of sophomores, and it showed. It was their first varsity experience.
Right.
So here we are at team camp this year, a year later, and they couldn't stop us. We were just moving the ball up and down the field, whereas last year we struggled to get a first down. I think we had one in the entire first half last year. And so that was exciting for the kids to just a common opponent, flip the script. You know, there was no score. It was a different format where you're going against different teams. But I'm very confident if we're playing them, we beat them on the scoreboard. And then Searcy, you know, it was very, very even, and that was encouraging. A lot offensively, we were clicking and got some stops on defense. It was a great day and a big confidence booster. And then we get into fall camp, get the pads on, and then we got the Highland scrimmage last week. So good summer, productive summer. Kids, of course, still lifting, doing a lot of speed improvement stuff. I can't say enough for how hard they've worked. Really good attendance this year.
A lot of folks that maybe grew up playing football back, quote back in the day. It's a lot different now. I mean, you're pretty much off season from the time the season ended the season before until you start your fall camp, aren't you? There's not much time off, is there?
It seems like every sport's going that way, too. It's the culture we live in, I think, today, the athletic culture we live in. And if I'm being honest, I don't like it. Yeah. But what are you going to do? I mean, it's kind of one of those deals at this point where everybody you play is doing it, and so you better match it to some degree. And so it is. You literally we give the kids a couple of weeks to decompress after the season, and then we get right back at it and lift and – you're doing football stuff almost year-round now. They've adjusted the rules. You can have the football more often throughout the year. And everybody's doing stuff all summer long, and we did too. And it's part of it. It's becoming a year-round sport, and we're fully there for sure.
You bet. We'll take a break. We'll continue in just a moment with the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bombers Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
When you need sporting goods in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to shop, The Locker Room. The Locker Room offers the top brands in athletic equipment to help your game excel, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Rawlings, Easton, Mizuno, DeMarini, Wilson, Russell, and many more. If your team, league, business, club, or organization needs uniforms or shirts for that special event, let The Locker Room help design the perfect look. Your hometown source for sporting goods, screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and more. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Baxter Retirement Village is one of Arkansas's most desirable retirement communities. Residents enjoy studio or independent living apartments with comfort and security of a staff that cares for their residents like family. Wonderful home-style meals, plus activities, entertainment, transportation, assistance with meds, and more. Choose custom services to suit your specific needs. If Baxter Retirement Village sounds like the right place for you, call them at 424-3599. Baxter Retirement Village in Mountain Home, large enough to serve, small enough to care.
You're hardworking, dependable, and motivated. Your real estate company should be too. If you've been considering selling your property, now's the time to list it with the real estate company that will work as hard as you do from start to finish. Call Baxter Real Estate Company today and work with the brokers and agents that won't quit until the job is done, just like the Mountain Home Bombers. Call Baxter Real Estate Company at 870-424-4545.
Hi, this is Mike Stockton, Financial Advisor with FSIS Group, inviting you to join Coach Brian Maddox and the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, for the Coach Brian Maddox Show every week. Come see the FSIS team to learn to pick the players for your portfolio, defend your assets, and develop a strong financial game plan. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Call 870-701-5160 or visit us on the web at fsisgroup.com to set an appointment. Go Bombers!
Stop smiling for photos because your teeth aren't straight? Embarrassed the food gets stuck between overlapped front teeth? It's past time to do something about it. You don't need a referral from your family dentist to speak to the only board-certified orthodontic specialist in North Central Arkansas. Dr. Kyle Wenfeld and his team at West Rock Orthodontics in Mountain Home have 3 years of additional university training after dental school to know how to fix your problem. Give West Rock Orthodontics a call at 870-425-5737 to schedule your free consultation today.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540. Back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. And, of course, Brian, last week you had your scrimmage, your preseason scrimmage against Highland. Overall, your thoughts on how your team played?
Well, we played one half of varsity, and then the second half was JV. The varsity half, I was pretty pleased. We moved the ball really well. The concern was we put it on the ground twice. We only got three possessions. They run the wing tee, and they run the clock down, and they were practicing that. They weren't snapping that thing until there's about 5 seconds left on the play clock. And so in one half, when one team's running the triple option, the other one's running the wing tee, we got three possessions. And one of them, we got the ball with 25 seconds left. So not a lot of possessions. But defensively, we just sat in our base. We didn't load the box. We could have. But I was really proud. We didn't give up the big play. And I really felt like as the night went on, we adjusted and got better and better defensively. Really proud of the hurry-up drill there at the end. We scored 25 seconds left, and you're on your own end of the field. Typically, it's not a high percentage situation where you're going to get points out of it. We drove down, got a touchdown, and Lawson Stockton threw the ball really well. Of course, we targeted Bryce McKay, who's just, for us, he's just a playmaker. Really proud of that. And then another highlight of the night is our JV. A lot of those kids are sophomores. They played junior high football last year, and I think they had one win last year. And, at the team camp in the JV portion, they did really well. And then they controlled Highland the entire half. It's fun to watch progress they've made. So you know, a lot of young kids getting a lot of quality reps, and it was just a good night. Everybody gets out there. We get a chance to evaluate, you know, is there somebody else we can slide into the varsity depth chart? Good preseason tune-up. The downside of the night is two pretty key guys for us got banged up.
Right.
We won't have Aiden Ritchie tonight as a result, and obviously that's the quarterback of the offensive line. He's our center. And Dawson Tabor is going to be pretty limited if he can go with his shoulder. So that's the downside. You don't want that in the scrimmage, but, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully we can get them back quick, 100%. And I know, you know, Aiden maybe 2 weeks is what they're saying. So.
Okay. Obviously, you go into that scrimmage, you find what you need to work on. What did you come out of the scrimmage thinking, we need to fix this before week one?
Right. Ball security, obviously. It really came out of the mesh. We actually had a bust on the offensive line, and which is what caused the second fumble. It really wasn't the ball security part with the backs. Reading the option was the highlight. There were some plays where, you know, I think if we pull it, we probably run for 60 yards and go to the house, and we give it. And there's times that we should have gave it and pulled it. That's just part of running this offense, but we've come a long way there. That was the big thing for me. The other thing was depth. You know, we're still playing too many kids both ways. We got a lot of young guys that I think are capable down the road that are not ready yet. But when you're playing 6A football, it's hard to play the number of kids both ways that we are. And
right.
I think we're getting closer and closer every year to getting away from that. We got a lot of kids on the team this year. I think we're up, you know, upper 50s. I think we've reached 60, and then we lost. I think we're at 59 right now. And then our junior high, you know, they're, I think, total right around 100, over 100
wow.
kids. And it's been a long time since we've had that. So, yeah. You know, numbers are coming. That seems to get better every year, and we're really excited about that. But anyway, depth. Back to the main question there. Ball security, depth, communication on the offensive line. Of course, Aiden Ritchie's the quarterback of that, and he goes out before we ever touch the ball. And so we're already sliding somebody to center, sliding somebody else to tackle, sliding a guard in. And, you know, that was one of the things going into the scrimmage we felt really good about is the returning offensive line. And there's not much they haven't seen. And that set us back a little bit there. But it's a good preparation for tonight, I suppose, there.
Yeah.
They're getting some opportunities to gel. And really pretty good night. I was pretty proud of the boys for the way they played.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll have more in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing, continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
At Ozark Eye Center, their focus is on you. Ozark Eye Center has been taking care of eyes in this community since 1984. From routine eye exams and new designer frames to more serious eye diseases and surgical procedures handled right next door at Mountain Home Surgery Center. Doctors William Hill, Allison Booth, and Whitney McFall are proud to call the Twin Lakes area home. Call for your appointment today, 425-2277. Learn more at OzarkEyeCenter.com. Ozark Eye Center, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
If you're looking for something fun to do with the family this weekend, head to Driftwood Lanes, where everyone will have a great time. Driftwood Lanes offers more than just bowling, with their very popular cosmic bowling, bumper bowling for the kids, lots of video games in the arcade, pool tables, and a full-service snack bar. Book your next birthday party at Driftwood Lanes and let them take care of the cake, pizza, and balloons while you and the kids have fun on the lanes. Party times are available each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass in Mountain Home, open till midnight Friday and Saturday nights.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Mountain Home and the Twin Lakes area are growing and changing, and people outside the region are taking notice. Property values are healthy, the real estate market is strong, and new listings are in demand. If you've been thinking about selling, now is the time, and Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate Group is ready to help. Call Matt at 405-4144 or stop by the office at 1326 Highway 62 East of Mountain Home. Matt Hirschberger and Pegler Real Estate Group are proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Call 405-4144.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. Whether you're opening your first checking account or reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be here for you. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank, member FDIC. If the need ever arises for you or your loved ones to need cardiac care, rest assured you don't have to travel to receive complete cardiac care. Baxter Regional Heart Clinic provides adult cardiac, thoracic, and vascular care right here in Mountain Home. Combining decades of experience with today's latest treatment options, cardiothoracic and vascular surgeon Dr. Lewis Elkins provides invasive and minimally invasive surgical procedures for many conditions. It's state-of-the-art heart care at Baxter Regional Heart Clinic. Call 870-508-3200.
Back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, let's talk about your ball club. Let's talk on the offensive side first, though, going into this first game of the season. Your expectations from the offense?
Well, we hope, you know, offensively, you know, last year we got down to one quarterback the first four or five games. We really couldn't run our option stuff, and it showed. It wasn't fun calling plays because it just limits you. And here we are now. We spent the whole offseason developing quarterbacks. We've got three or four that we feel like can go out there and do it. And you know, Lawson Stockton was the emergency guy, and he comes out of the summer as the leading guy. You know, Bryce McKay left spring football as he was head and shoulders in front of everybody. And then we saw him 3 days, basically in June and July, because all the baseball stuff that he does, and then the dead weeks. And then, of course, they had a family trip, which they should do. It's when you're playing baseball every weekend, you got to do that sometime. And there's Lawson. He's not in baseball. He's there every single day. He comes in on Sundays, and all of a sudden you blink, and this young man, and he's pitching the ball well, he's reading the option well, he's throwing the ball well, he went to some camps. But you got two there that you feel really good about. Bryce is a playmaker. Really, he's just been a little bit – he's just rusty. You know, the ball's been on the ground when he's been in practice, and really if it wasn't for that, it'd be a really tough decision right now. Don't be surprised if Bryce jumps in there at some point too. I think it's something obviously Bryce is capable of doing. And then Brody Patterson has been a very bright spot for us all summer, all fall camp. Of course, Dawson Tabor can go back and do it. So we're deeper. We can run our option stuff. For me, the offensive line, having a bunch of guys back that played last year, and of course Aiden's out tonight, but Aiden Ritchie, Aaron Talbert, Austin Lance, Gavin Magoo, and Trace Rick, they've been there, done that. Dylan Pausch at tight end last year. Vin Lee's been in the system. He knows what he's doing. You know, those are guys that are just they're varsity, you know, tested, and they understand the system really well. That's really a highlight for me. You got a lot of, you know, Gage Hirschberger's back, Brock Boget's back.
Right.
You know, I really feel like Tatum Bashirs is capable of doing some good things for us. Logan Walker, Adam Sorrell, there's a lot of kids that you saw on the field last year that I really believe have grown in the offseason, their speed, agility, but more than anything else, their understanding of the offense. Fundamentally, there's been a lot of improvement, and we're just really excited that similar system, obviously. I mean, we don't change the system on the kids, and they're ready to go. Watching kids be able to coach other kids in practice because they understand the system well enough to do it, that's one of those evidences that things are getting better.
You bet.
And we're seeing more and more of it.
So. Good. Defensively, let's talk about that side of the ball.
Austin Lance and Magoo, and there's going to be a theme. You're going to hear a lot of the same names, and that's our concern is the depth. But Gavin Magoo and Austin Lance in the interior, we're trying to play our base front, our even front. We haven't really had the depth at the defensive line to do that the last couple of years. We feel like we do now. They're going to start in those two interior defensive tackle spots, and you got Aaron Talbert and Trace Rick can rotate in. Richie, when he comes back, can rotate in. We've got some sophomores that we think, you know, at some point, Alex Pizzamini possibly could jump in there. Tate Pinka could jump in there. You know, very excited about the depth there. Charles Hubbard has had a great offseason, really strong kid. You go to the defensive end spots, Vin Lee has been outstanding all offseason and through team camp. And Dylan Pausch can play out there. Dawson Tabor, hopefully tonight we can at least get him there. He's a standout at defensive end. We've moved Xavier Ivory, which he joined us in the offseason. He played in seventh grade. Was a heck of a football player, and then he stayed out of it, and he got back in. We're excited about him. Case Durin's a senior. So a lot of kids there that we can use. You know, our Mike linebacker, Brock Boje, played all season last year, quarterback of the defense, physical kid. He's gotten faster, stronger, really improved his bench press and his 40 time in the offseason. Gage Hershberger is going to be the other middle linebacker at will. Tatum Beshear is outside linebacker. Our strong safety this year is going to be more of a hybrid. You'll see us in kind of a 4-2-5, 4-3 look, which is, you know, we think fits this group. But Tatum's a real important piece to that as the outside linebacker. Logan Walker's back at corner. He missed the last couple of games with an injury last year. You know, Adam Sorrell is going to jump in there at the other side. And then Lawson Stockton at strong safety. And Bryce McKay is an absolute playmaker at free safety. He really stood out in the Highland scrimmage. He closes really – it's nice to have 4-5 speed in your secondary.
Yeah.
And he loves to hit. You wouldn't think that about Bryce, but he's a very physical kid. He's got great instincts and really excited about the back end of our defense this year. We have to stay healthy. We've got to stay healthy.
Right. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk about the matchup with Sheridan tonight when we continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
When you need sporting goods in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to shop, The Locker Room. The Locker Room offers the top brands in athletic equipment to help your game excel, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Rawlings, Easton, Mizuno, DeMarini, Wilson, Russell, and many more. If your team, league, business, club, or organization needs uniforms or shirts for that special event, let The Locker Room help design the perfect look. Your hometown source for sporting goods, screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and more. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Baxter Retirement Village is one of Arkansas's most desirable retirement communities. Residents enjoy studio or independent living apartments with comfort and security of a staff that cares for their residents like family. Wonderful home-style meals, plus activities, entertainment, transportation, assistance with meds, and more. Choose custom services to suit your specific needs. If Baxter Retirement Village sounds like the right place for you, call them at 424-3599. Baxter Retirement Village in Mountain Home, large enough to serve, small enough to care.
You're hardworking, dependable, and motivated. Your real estate company should be too. If you've been considering selling your property, now's the time to list it with the real estate company that will work as hard as you do from start to finish. Call Baxter Real Estate Company today and work with the brokers and agents that won't quit until the job is done, just like the Mountain Home Bombers. Call Baxter Real Estate Company at 870-424-4545.
Hi, this is Mike Stockton, financial advisor with FSIS Group, inviting you to join Coach Brian Maddox and the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, for the Coach Brian Maddox Show every week. Come see the FSIS team to learn to pick the players for your portfolio, defend your assets, and develop a strong financial game plan. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Call 870-701-5160 or visit us on the web at fsisgroup.com to set an appointment. Go Bombers!
Stop smiling for photos because your teeth aren't straight? Embarrassed the food gets stuck between overlapped front teeth? It's past time to do something about it. You don't need a referral from your family dentist to speak to the only board-certified orthodontic specialist in North Central Arkansas. Dr. Kyle Wenfeld and his team at West Rock Orthodontics in Mountain Home have 3 years of additional university training after dental school to know how to fix your problem. Give West Rock Orthodontics a call at 870-425-5737 to schedule your free consultation today.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540. We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. And, Brian, let's talk a little bit about Sheridan. Tell us about the Yellow Jackets, the start of the offensive side.
they are, you know, and that's the side, you know, they didn't want to exchange film with us, which is a first for me. Usually, this is the first time I've had that happen since I've been coaching. But so we had to go drive 4 hours and go scout them the other night. And you get there and you watch them, and their offensive line just jumps out at you. They've got a very good offensive line, a ton of three-year starters. And I know that's one of the things Coach Parker, when he got there his first year, he was going to play a lot of sophomores and try to just build that group. And that's this year's seniors. And so they 27 seniors. They feel really good about this group. Their offensive line is the highlight. They're right across the board, really solid. They want to run the ball. It's one of the only teams we play all year that I think just absolutely they'll sacrifice the passing game. They're gonna run the ball. Don't get me wrong. They can throw it when they have to. But really impressed with the way they run the football. Trace Watkins, the sophomore, number two, when he's in at quarterback, the kid can run. He's a 4.5 40. Very, very impressed with him the other night. And they've got the Alden Lucas kid that hurt us last year. He's back, right. Three-year starter, Peyton Edwards. They really, number two, number 24, and number 26, they're the ones that are going to touch the ball the most. The Edwards kid, number 26, we saw some highlights of him at some different recruiting camps this summer. It's all over social media, and the kid's impressive. And when they do throw the ball, they like to get it to 23. Trey Davis and just about everybody I've mentioned so far is a three-year starter. Real impressed, though, with their running game. They run a lot of power, a lot of counter. You're going to see a lot of people pulling. They're going to block down, kick you out, and plunge. It's good old-fashioned power football. You know, that's it. They're bigger than we are up front. That's going to be the big challenge of the night. I think the team that runs the football the best is going to win the game. You know, turnovers could play a role in that, kicking game, but I really believe whichever team can find a way to slow down the other team's run game is going to have the best chance to win.
Defensively, tell us about Sheridan.
A lot of three-year starters. the one that really jumped out at me on film was, we finally got one from Lakeside, sent us the film finally. Of them, so we were able to finally watch one film. We actually got that yesterday. Ethan White, the safety, he stood out in person. He stood out more in film. Just flies all over the field. You've got Tyler Whitaker at linebacker, three-year starter, downhill, physical kid. They got an outside linebacker, rangy kid, the Irvin kid, number 37. They really like to drop him in pass coverage. He's going to have to step against our offense. He's going to have to come down and be the guy that collisions the fullback. We'll see how he does there. Number 45, they like to move him around at nose and just try to confuse your front. They stem, they shift. That's the big challenge for us schematically, is picking up their shifts. Really just a lot of three-year starters. They run a 3-4. Of course, that can adjust when you play us. Sometimes right. A team will get in a special front. And, you know, for us, you never really fully know what you're going to get. But, you know, they changed defensive coordinators in the offseason. So, last year you knew what they were going to do, or you feel like you know what they're going to do off of last year's film. We can't do that this year. So we're throwing a lot at the kids, just trying to have them ready for everything. But, the strength of their team, no doubt, offensive line. Very, okay. Very good interior linemen. And it'll be a big challenge for us. So hopefully we'll see how we stack up there.
As always, let's wrap it up with the keys. What do you have to do to win tonight?
Stop the run. We're going to have to execute on offense, go on some long drives. We got to get points. We'd like some explosion plays on offense. We'd like to pop some big runs, and we're going to have to score some points. I do think Sheridan is going to score some points on us. We're going to have to match that. We'd like to keep them in the lower 20s and then outscore that. Solid in the kicking game. We don't need to give up a big return. They're going to put the Lucas kid and the Edwards kid back on kick return, and we don't need to give up a big return. Can we draw them offside? Can we get hidden yardage? But early in the season, ball security and flying to the ball and tackling. Get lined up, fly to the ball, tackle. The fundamentals usually in week one are what separates people. So we're really just trying to do the simple things really, really well.
All right, Brian, appreciate the time. Good to see you.
Appreciate it, Brad. Good to see you.
All right, Brian Maddox, head coach of the Mountain Home Bombers.
Let's play some football.
You've been listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show, brought to you by
Elkins BRMC Heart Clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry, Nasari Home Mortgage, Baxter Real Estate, Integrity First Bank, Financial Services and Investment Strategies, Baskin Robbins, Driftwood Lanes, Baxter Retirement Village, The Locker Room, Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate, James Boyette State Farm, Knox Orthopedics, West Rock Orthodontics, Ozark Eye Center.
Join us each Friday night at 5:30 to get the latest information about your Mountain Home Bombers on Classic Hits 101.7.